Today's radio broadcast portion of the UCC Church worship service is sponsored by Doris Bacher in memory of her parents.
Spies in peace. And what more should I say? For time would fail me to tell of Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, of David, and Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, obtained promises, shut the mouths of lions, quenched raging fire, escaped the edge of the sword, won strength out of weakness, became mighty in war, put foreign armies to flight. Women received their dead by resurrection. Others were tortured, refusing to accept release in order to obtain a better resurrection. Others suffered mocking and flogging, and even chains and imprisonment. They were stoned to death. They were sawn in two. They were killed by the sword. They went about in skins of sheep and goats, destitute, persecuted, tormented, of whom the world was not worthy. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and holes in the ground. Yet all these, though they were commended for their faith, did not receive what they was promised. Since God had provided something better so that they would not, apart from us, be made perfect. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin that clings so closely. And let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the sake of the joy that was set before him endured the cross, disregarding its shame, and has taken his seat at the right hand of the throne of God. This is the word of the Lord. May God add God's blessing to it. Will you pray with me? Really pray with me. That the words that I speak are faithful to the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. That which you hear is that which the Spirit intends for your ears this day. Let us pray. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. You've probably heard some of the names of these saints before. Earlier in the chapter, it talks about Abraham and also Jacob and Isaac. We would add, and Moses, and we would add maybe Miriam, Moses' sister, and Abraham's wife, Sarah. These were all the saints of the church. These were the saints in history. And Hebrews, the writer of Hebrews is saying, you know, pay attention to these people. They lived by faith. Now, you know I'm one of those Facebook people. And I think that Hebrews does a little bit of what we do on Facebook. When we put a post on Facebook, we usually say, hey, this was our wedding and it was just grand. Look at the bridesmaids, look at the groomsmen. And the bride was stunning and everything was great. And then we might have pictures of our kids who are playing ball. And I love seeing those. And usually it's like, hey, look at my kid. He did so good, or she did good. She won the race. So proud of her. Or it might be, hey, we just went to Alaska. Look at the beautiful views we saw. I'll probably put some on Greece in a few weeks. You know how it is. That's a bit of what happens on Facebook. Just like the truth of what happens in this book, the truth of our lives is not always quite so rosy. So Abraham, you know, he lived by faith. You would think he was he was confident that God was going to take care of him at all moments and all days. And yeah, except there was this time that he was in this place where there were people that were kind of looking at, well, actually, the way I read the story today is in Genesis, and it's Genesis 20. Whenever Abraham went into a new place and they all noticed how beautiful Sarah was, you know, Sarah was his wife, and he says, oh, she's my sister. Because Abraham was afraid that if he said, this is my wife, they'd kill him so that they could have her. Now that's not living by faith. You know? Great story. Great story. But the truth is, he did live by faith. And Gideon was named in our text today, and Gideon was a person of faith, and God was blessing him in multiple ways. He was winning the fights with the wars with their enemies. And Gideon says, God says, yeah, I want you to do this. And Gideon says, well, you know, why don't you prove to me that you're really God? So, Lord, I'm going to put, let's see if I can get this order right. I'm going to put a fleece on the ground. And I want the ground, all of it around it, in the morning, to be dry. But I want the fleece to be wet by the dew. I want you to do that for me, Lord. Let me see how that goes. And if you're looking for your Bible, it's Judges 6, I think. It might have been switched around, because it turned out that God did exactly what Gideon was asking for. Two times. One time, Gideon laid down the fleece, and it was supposed to be wet with the dry land all around it. And another time, the fleece was to be dry with the wet land all around it because of the dew. God answered that prayer. And that's pretty cool, but Gideon still, from time to time, I didn't do anything. So, anyway, these were people who lived by faith. And our Facebook shows us people who are really enjoying life. And yet, you and I know some stories behind the scenes. We know that not every wedding goes off perfectly. We know that sometimes there are times where there are fights and problems, not necessarily between the couple, but all around the place. We know that. I'm always ready for that kind of stuff when I'm doing a wedding. You know, make peace here and there, because we know that happens. A lot of tension, we're all anxious. And we know that the trip, sometimes there's a kid in the back seat that we just kind of like, oh my goodness, I would just like to. Or there may be somebody in the group that we just don't get along with if we're on a group tour. And it just kind of adds to some tension. We know that there's the beautiful scenery, and we know that things are good. We also know, any of us who've done those things, that, yeah, sometimes behind the scenes, am I right? There's some things going on, and you kind of, most people don't know, but it's there. Yeah, and we know, and I celebrate the wins of our kids, but we also know that sometimes there's some other stuff going on in the families. Yeah, we know. It's just the truth of life. And yet there's those beautiful, beautiful moments that are on Facebook. And we rejoice in those. And we rejoice in what Hebrews says about these people of faith. Because we need to hear those stories. We need to know the whole of the truth, but we need to hear these stories of people who persevered when life was difficult. And not only that, we need to hear that those folk that I just named for Evie and Joey, those folk that are in our background, you know, when we have deaths in our congregation, Audrey often remembers the saints, other saints who've gone before. And I'm guessing that that happens to you. It happens to me. I may not know the saints that were here, you know, 30 years ago. You do. And we remember those people and their faith. And when someone dies, I truly believe that there are people at the finish line of our lives who are welcoming us into heaven. I truly believe that there are people that the one who dies recognizes. I've been at death's door with people too many times, and I know their stories, and they have said, I see someone in the corner, I see grandpa, I see grandma, I see my mom, and the rest of us go like, nah, they died 30 years ago. But I know that they see them, and I know that they are calling them home. I know that at the finish line, some of us get to see, some of us it doesn't happen until we're farther up with Jesus. I know it happens. They're at the finish line cheering us on. But some of the reading I did today, this week to get ready for this sermon, also said that as we run the race here on earth, as we run the race, there are those at the beginning of the line. Mackenzie, did you run cross country? No, okay. Some of our kids have run cross country, and parents have said, you know, don't bother coming because you can see the start and you can see the finish, but you're not going to see much in between all that. Am I right, Larry? And you've probably driven some kids to those things. So one of the writers I read said, you know, that cloud of witnesses, they're at the beginning of the line. They're at the starting point, cheering on all of us who are striving to do what is living life by faith. They're there, the saints, helping us to live the life. They're there as we're running. They're there in our middle ages, middle years. They're there at the end of the race. And I don't know about you, but that gives me hope. That strengthens my faith. That reminds me that I'm not running this race alone and not running it only with Jesus, who I know runs it with us, but also with those who've gone before. That cloud of witnesses for whom the faith mattered. They're the ones who have shared with us their faith and brought us to the place where we are. Their faith mattered. And yet, unless we also persevere, unless we also run the race, unless we also follow Jesus as they taught us, we diminish their faith. We diminish what they taught us. We diminish what is a gift and been given to us. It's a circle. They help us on our journey to make it to the end, but when we get to the end, how we have lived our lives shows how that they have lived their lives. There is no doubt, you know, I never knew my grandparents. Never had that privilege. But there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that my grandparents have cheered me on. And there is no doubt in my mind that as I live as a faithful person, I hope, and you know and I know that I'm not perfect. We've been together 6 years now. We know. I know you. You know me. Their hope is that I live a faithful life because that makes them look more faithful too. They've done their work. You get what I'm saying? Those of us who don't have children, and there's a few of us, me included, it's what we share with those around us. We are all the cloud of witnesses, all of us supporting our young people. Mackenzie and Joey and Evie and Bryce and Luke and Logan here today. We're here to support them. And as they share the faith, as they age, they show the faith that their mom and dad, their grandparents, taught them. You know, it's a circle. So our faith matters. The faith of our ancestors matters. Our faith matters. And the faith of our children matters. Because it's all of us together working. Working. To show that Jesus is the one who is the perfecter of our faith. We are the ones that pass on the faith that Jesus has shown us. So, my friends, let us sing a song of the saints of God, and let us aim to be one too. Let us pray. Gracious and ever-loving God, we give you thanks. We give you thanks for the saints of long ago. We give you thanks for the lives of those who have died just recently and who have touched our lives with love and peace and hope. We pray that you would be with their families and let them know the power of the resurrection and the joy of the resurrection. Remind us all, O God, of the faith that was the saints who went before us, our own families, and the saints of the church. Thank you for those who have touched our lives, for those who have brought us to faith. Thank you for those for whom faith mattered enough that they wanted us to know who you were, who you are, who you shall be all the days of this world. And gracious God, we ask that you would be with those who are struggling today, who wonder, does faith really matter? Does God really hear our prayers? Does it really make a difference? God, we ask you to particularly be with them. We ask that you would particularly help them to feel your presence and to know that you are among all of us. And God, send us to them and help us to live our lives in ways that bring them hope and bring them love and cause them to notice that we who are followers of Jesus try to be different. Try our best to be faithful followers. Help us, O God, to be who you have called us to be. God, we pray for the many who continue to struggle. Let them find your peace. All these things we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And as Jesus taught us to pray, we pray together in faith. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Let us receive the gifts of God, for God has gifted us. Let us discover again how it is that God has gifted us, and let us respond to those gifts that God has given us to us with the gifts we give away this day. Thank you, God, for all the gifts you have given to us. Thank you for our young people and for the saints who lived long ago as well. Thank you for the gifts that they have given so that this church continues to be the church that it is, seeking to be faithful to you. Receive what we bring. We dedicate it to you, O Lord, and the work that continues in this place at this time. In Christ's name, amen. I love it when our young people say, well, Pastor, isn't that supposed to happen? Yeah. Let's say it together. We believe in you, O God, eternal Spirit, God of our Savior Jesus Christ and our God, and to your deeds we testify. You call the worlds into being, create persons in your own image, and set before each one the ways of life and death. You seek in holy love to save all people from aimlessness and sin. You judge people and nations by your righteous will, declared through prophets and apostles. In Jesus Christ, the man of Nazareth, our crucified and risen Savior, you have come to us and shared our common lot, conquering sin and death and reconciling the world to yourself. You bestow upon us your Holy Spirit, creating and renewing the Church of Jesus Christ, binding in covenant faithful people of all ages, tongues, and races. You call us into your church to accept the cost and joy of discipleship, to be your servants in the service of others, to proclaim the gospel to all the world, and resist the powers of evil, to share in Christ's baptism and eat at his table, to join him in his passion and victory. You promise to all who trust you forgiveness of sin and fullness of grace, courage in the struggle of justice and peace, your presence in trial and rejoicing, and eternal life in your realm which has no end. Blessing and honor, glory and power be unto you. Amen. I need to skip some slides.